at 4 p.m. Moving on to agenda item 2, roll call. The secretary will take the roll.
Senator Saporito.
Absence excuse.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Moss.
Present.
Senator Andrews.
Absence excused.
Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Senator Issa.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Bolander.
Present.
Senator Villa.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Right on. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 to 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes. Do I need to bring up the ACN website and show you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to take any chances.
I have it.
I also
have
it.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay, the public can see that. Okay.
You guys see the
For the record, it was shown by Senator DeBarger. Is the meeting taking place on the week, month, day, year at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working? Yes. If the answer to these questions is no, we need to end the meeting, and we're not going to end the meeting. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, or Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Oh, I was out of order. Now that we do the roll call. Excuse me.
You want me to redo it?
I don't think we can.
You already did the roll call.
Okay.
Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing no public comment, we're moving on to agenda item number 6, the adoption of minutes, and there are no minutes to be approved at this time. Moving on to agenda item number 7, audio minutes missing for previous meetings. For possible corrective action, we have written minutes from 5-8 and 9-12. And do I just seek a motion for 3 unanimous consent to approve these audio minutes?
Yes.
Speaker Ackland, are you able to help a little bit?
Sorry, what was that? Can you repeat the question?
Yes, we're on agenda item number 7 for the written minutes. Do I just seek a motion to unanimously pass these written minutes?
Give me one sec. Let me pull up the agenda and just double check.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I asked Jason.
Jason's at work.
Oh.
He's just online. Yes.
So basically with this, under agenda item 7A through B, you would just explain why these items are under agenda item 7 for possible corrective action. Explain, you know, why this is there, why we're approving this, and then you would go through individually and approve each agenda item 7, or approve it individually through 7A and 7B.
Okay. So these are up for possible corrective action because we had obviously issues with the secretaries back in May and throughout the summer. And so I went ahead and did the written minutes through an audio transcript. And so I made those, and those are in the agenda. So if you guys want to look at them, they're in the documents. Yes.
So these are the written meetings. They don't have audio, or they do have audio?
We have the audio. We just needed the written.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So I transcribed that from the audio on the paper.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm seeking a motion to approve written minutes from May 8th through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Villa.
Ask for a second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Moss. This motion is, or now we'll go to a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 And then you can vote.
Okay, aye. All opposed, nay. Any abstentions, oy? Okay, seeing none, this motion to approve May 8th written minutes passed. Okay, now I'm seeking a motion to approve the written minutes from September 12th through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator DeBarger. Now we'll move into a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Okay, seeing none, this motion passes. Okay, now we'll move on to agenda item number 8, old business. We'll first bring up SB 93, an act to establish open meeting procedures. Senator Moss, would you like to take the floor?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this piece of legislation should it be passed, basically just establishes a set of guidelines and clear recommendations for chairs and any person who is agendizing or scheduling an open meeting. It sets those recommendations. It acts as a resource rather than being punitive. And basically, that's it. It's just there to act as the things established in this bill through the in the statutes of the Associated Students is basically just establishing a resource that is clear and concise, not just for this session, but for the sessions following.
Awesome. Okay, and are we sending this to the Senate table?
We're taking corrective action on it, so it...
So we're just reviewing?
Yeah. It'll need an affirmative vote, but...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I might ask Speaker Ackland. But.
Speaker Ackland, is this just discussing why we're going over these again from the previous meetings? I think it is, because I was on the phone with him earlier, and we were talking about how I think we just need to explain why these are corrective action in the previous meetings, so...
And then we'll just have to approve the agenda item.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Sorry. Did you guys need my comment for something?
Yes, yeah. Just for any action, the corrective action on pretty much all of old business, we need to vote on what specifically?
So how it would work is, for example, agenda item 8A, SB 93, an act to establish issuing open meeting procedures for possible corrective action. The author, aka Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, would give a brief synopsis of the bill just for public record and to make sure that it's put into the record. After that, you would put into questions to the author. I don't necessarily see why there needs to be questions for the author since this bill has already been passed and is codified as law. And then you would move into debate. And again, I don't really understand why there needs to be debate for this. And then you would bring it to a vote just to make it so that it can be, we can nullify that void meeting. For example, and then for the audits of SAS titles 3 through, or 3, 4, and 5, and then 6, 7, 8, and 9, same procedure. You would just explain probably what meeting that was at, explaining why you guys are auditing the SAS for these sections. And then, like I said, you bring it to questions and then a discussion and then a vote. And then for agenda items 8D through E, same thing I've basically talked about, but even more prevalent in the sense of, you know, the author just gives a brief synopsis. But these bills are listed under new business, so for questions and debate, I would kind of just save it for that. And then just bring it to a vote, and you have to do all of these line items individually. So you would go through agenda item 8A, 8B, and so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. And so then for the, how do I make this vote to vote on a denied pay? Like I'm seeking a motion to approve
or the author give a brief synopsis.
Yes, he did.
Or,
yeah.
Okay. Did you bring any questions?
No. Are there any questions for the author? Is there any discussion to be made? Okay. Seeing none, we're going to move into a vote.
The language for that would basically just be regular as is. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 8A, SB 93, and simple title, three unanimous consent, and then ask for a sub move to the second abstention.
Awesome. Okay. I'm seeking a motion to approve SB 93, an act to establish ASUN open meeting procedures. Three unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Villa. all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Seeing none, this motion passes. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8B, audit of the SAS titles 3, 4, and 5. These were from earlier in the summer. I believe it was agenda, the agenda from June 7th or 27th. So I'm going to seek a motion to approve agenda item 8B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator DeBarger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. This motion passes. Okay. Now moving on to agenda item 8C, audit of SAS titles 6, 7, 8, and 9. These are from our first meeting on August 15th. We just didn't have the supporting documents, so that's why we're in there. The supporting documents are in the current agenda. So we are going to move to a vote now. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 8C. Unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator DeBarger. Moving into a vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Seeing none, this motion passes.
I have information.
Yes.
Do you have to say the full title for it to be
listed in the previous agendas, so I'm just going off that.
That's for my personal.
No, I got you. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to move into, I'll just save these for new business. So we're going to move into agenda item 9, new business. First things first, we're going to go into our election of a vice chair. I'll now be opening up nominations for the position of vice chair on the Committee of Government Operations. Senator Moss.
I move to nominate myself to the position of vice chair on the Committee of Government Operations through unanimous consent.
Okay. Senator Moss, do you accept?
Yes.
Perfect. Are there any more nominations at this time? Okay. Seeing none. The nominations we have are as follows for the office of vice chair. Senator Moss.
Wonderful.
Okay, it is customary for nominees to leave the room while others are presenting, but we do not have any other candidates. So, Senator Moss, you will have 3 minutes to give a statement on why you want to be vice chair. We'll then move into 5 minutes of questions and answers. Start whenever you're ready.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I decided to run for this position after it was left vacant, after former vice chair Hauteling stepped away from the committee. I've been working with the SAS since the beginning of my career here at ASUN. I was the Director of Student Elections and Democratic Engagement, and I had to work closely with the Elections Code and the rest of the SAS, so I know it pretty well, and some of the big things that I really want to do is assist Chair Bolander and all the things that are going on with the committee, assist with agendizing those kind of things. I really want to help us by working with Chair Bolander to develop a streamlined way of recording our SAS audit findings, whether that be a Google Sheets or some form of record. I will work closely with the chair to make sure that that is clear and present for the committee. I also want to make sure that I'm a resource for anybody that's writing a piece of legislation that's audited or that's changing the SAS or our Senate rules. As you guys might have seen, I have quite the record in changing our governing documents, so I want to be able to be a resource as well. So those are just kind of the fun things.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Senator Moss, it is customary that you leave the room at this time, but you do not have to. The Senate may consider the nominee's character, professional competence, and other relevant qualifications as outlined in NRS 241.033. While it is traditional to step out of the room during deliberations, you are entitled to remain present if you choose.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments at this time? No, I think he's going to be a great candidate. Lord knows I need the help. And so he's very knowledgeable and very confident that he's going to kill it in this position. Okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now we can move into a motion for nomination of Senator Moss. Okay? I'm seeking a motion to approve Senator Moss into the position of Vice Chair for the Committee on Government Operations. So moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator DeBarger. We'll now move into a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. All, any abstentions, oy. Perfect. The motion carries, and Senator Moss is now the elected vice chair of the Committee on Government Operations. Get on there. Everyone give it up for Senator Moss. Okay. Now moving into agenda item 9B, SAS audit titles 10 through 18. You guys can just send me your findings. Does anyone want to make a comment on their findings?
I have a question.
What's up?
So since this is my first one, I read it, and I was like, okay, I read it. What exactly are we looking for? Like mistakes?
Looking for anything ranging from mistakes, language that isn't very clear, or, I mean, overall, just anything that we don't need in it. Pretty much data cleanup.
Okay.
Yeah. If I may.
Please.
Yeah. And kind of the idea is there's also some pretty outdated parts of the SAS. Like something I noticed in title, I think it's 10 or 11, is that we have under Title 11 Management of Agreements, we have the ASUN Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. We no longer fund that in our budget, so it would be trivial to keep it in the SAS. So those are the kind of things we're looking for. It's just making sure our SAS reflects the current operations of what the association's doing. Like in later audits, I'll probably talk about how when it comes to our scholarships, we've given jurisdiction over to scholarship or to financial aid to do that. So there's no real reason to have it in our SAS, and that's a conversation I've had with Director Rodriguez. And so those are just things that we want to make sure that we like clean up in the SAS to make sure it works more efficiently and that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Vice Chair Moss. Well, that's got a good ring to it.
Yeah.
I'll quickly just read off what Senator Saporito sent me. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a great week. I'm really glad we can continue meeting and pushing forward on this initiative. Unfortunately, I'm in class and unable to join you today, but I still reviewed in my assigned section of the SAS. I looked at Title 12, Advisory Boards. I believe that most of the content in this section is appropriate and accurate. There may be opportunities to continue concision and clarity, particularly to make the section more accessible and readable to future UNR scholars, such as use plain language for legal references in Section 6, reworded, there is hereby authorized to be appropriated such sums as are necessary to carry out the provisions of this chapter, end quote, to, quote, funds as necessary may be appropriated, end quote, for clarity. These edits are all aimed at keeping the content faithful to its intent while making it easier to read, reference, and apply. Lastly, I want to recognize Chair Bolander has been under a lot of pressure regarding agendizing, but I really appreciate how passionate and committed he is to keeping this committee running. It's great to see that kind of leadership in action. Looking forward to meeting with you all again soon. Thank you, Senator Saporito. That's very kind of you. Okay, so now we'll go ahead and move on to agenda item 9C. Is this the one that we're sending to oversight?
The binding resolution to amend the duties and liaison positions.
Yes.
I believe so. I believe it already has been referred to, if I remember correctly, from the last Senate meeting where this was referred to committee. I believe it was also referred to oversight, and I think Speaker Ackland could probably correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Okay. I was with the understanding that one of these needed to be Speaker Ackland. I'll go ahead and send that one. All right. Do you want to talk about the author?
This, if I may.
Please.
Yeah. Senator Moss, for the record, this piece, I believe, was written by Senator Saporito. So I...
Oh, we...
Yes.
Okay, we discussed this on August 15th. Okay.
Yes.
So I can go back and read what he sent me about this, but...
Yeah. if I may.
Please.
Senator Moss, for the record, I believe that in our last meeting, and forgive me if my brain isn't working at full capacity, trying to get the interns to schedule with me has been difficult, and so I've been juggling 21, like, freshmen this last week, so I may be a little scatterbrained. But I believe we posited, or we recommended this favorably.
We sent this to the table.
Yeah, we sent this to the table. It just needs to go back to the Committee on Oversight. So I don't think we need to discuss it. I think because it's for possible corrective action, I would recommend reading Senator Saporito what he sent you, and then us taking corrective action on the agenda item just to make sure that corrective action was taken, because
okay.
It could have been from a voided meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have it right here. Perfect. So... from Senator Saporito, SBR 93 follows the same procedures within the rules of the Senate. However, the binding resolution also states that the special committees shall not count for a senator's required membership on two committees. This change aims to address the growing concern of underfilled committees, which recurrently impeding the Senate's ability to function efficiently. However, I fully understand this clause may have unintended consequences. If the committee feel this section is counterproductive, I am completely okay with striking this section of the binding resolution. Regardless of the outcome on that specific decision, I strongly recommend favoring SB 93 and SBR 93 for second reading at Senate. These measures set a strong precedent for future special committees via ensuring that they are led by passionate, committed individuals who are motivated by purpose, not compensation. In a structure as experimental as ours, it's vital that leadership is rooted in dedication to the student body. Okay. That's all. So I'm going to seek a motion to refer SBR 93, a binding resolution to amend the duties and liaison positions of the special committees to the Committee on Oversight. So moved by Senator Vila. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Barger. Now we're going to put it to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. Okay. This vote passes. It's getting sent to the oversight. Okay, and then Senator Montz, would you like to talk about SB 93
yes.
and Act to Establish Furthering Educators Fee Waiver Program?
Yeah, so this piece of legislation was a piece that I had started drafting after being approached by several members of my college about how there's some certain financial barriers when it comes to seeking to apply to the PAC Teach or Nevada Teach programs, those being taking the CBEST or the Praxis exam, which is a credentials exam that prepares you to be an educator. Today, I will be actually making a motion to table this piece indefinitely or otherwise killing the bill because I would like to rework it and I would like to expand its reach and relook at its funding. As you can see, it mainly takes money from our budget from the Senate budget. I've been doing a lot of internal thinking regarding this bill, and I would like to look for other funding things. That also would like to look at expanding it just beyond education majors and instead establishing a furthering education fee waiver that expands to different tests, not just education-oriented tests. With that, I will probably, when we enter discussions after questions, I'll probably be motioning to table the piece of legislation indefinitely, and we'll be reintroducing a new piece that's a lot more, that casts a wider net, if that makes sense. Instead of just benefiting education students, I want to make sure that it's benefiting every student on this campus and that we're providing opportunities for every student. So that's kind of where my mind is going for this meeting. So with that, with the chair's approval, I will move into questions.
Okay, let's move into questions. Any questions for the author?
Yeah.
Senator Clark.
So right now, people pay for out of their pocket.
If I may, please. Yes. Yeah. So the CBEST and Praxis exams are paid completely out of pocket by the student taking the exam, and they need to get a score above the threshold to pass those exams to qualify for the PAC Teach or Nevada Teach programs, which are the education programs that you have to be in to become a licensed teacher in the state of Nevada, or at least in Washoe County School District. But with the Praxis, sometimes people don't pass tests. So this piece of legislation, and we'll look at this with the new piece that's coming forward, you can only access this a certain number of times before ACUN says, okay, we can't you know, in good faith fund you taking this test anymore, if that makes sense.
Okay. Any other questions? Senator Vila?
This might be a little, like, I don't know, but, like, why do we charge money to take a test?
If I may.
Please.
Senator Moss, for the record, so these aren't university tests. These are tests offered and required by, I believe, NRS statute, and I will definitely find that information and correct myself if I'm wrong. But these are required per the state to qualify for these programs, if that makes sense. Or they're required by the College of Education to enter into these programs. It shows just competence and knowledge in regards to education. These are tests that test your knowledge in certain subjects. The Praxis and the CBEST are general knowledge about education, so a bunch of subjects, making sure that you just have the competency in those subjects to teach. When you enter into the programs, you'll take Praxis. You'll take different tests for your subject field. So let's take, for instance, I'm a social studies. I'll be going to school to be a social studies teacher, and I hopefully will be in the PAC Teach program for political science and education. So I will later down the line have to take the Praxis for my subject field. This bill, as it currently stands, would not count for that test later. It only accounts for the qualifying tests before you apply to the program, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a yapper.
Any further questions? Everyone can also welcome Senator Saperio. He just joined online.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Seeing no more questions, we'll move into discussion. Any discussion to be had at this time? Senator Moss.
I move to table SB 93, an act to establish the Furthering Educators Fee Waiver Program, through table it indefinitely through unanimous consent.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so moved by Chair Bolander, seconded by Senator Vila.
Point of order. It doesn't need to have a so moved because I made the motion. It only needs a so moved when you seek the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're good. So it would just... it would just be a motion for me and then a second from...
Oh, okay.
Him.
So yeah. Seconded by Senator Vila. Then we'll move into a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Okay. After this...
Order.
Oh, yes.
Was the motion made through unanimous consent?
Oh, it was.
Do you need to ask if there's any dissent or any abstentions?
Oh,
before
okay.
Excuse
yeah.
You.
Instead of making, I'll make the motion again, Parliamentarian Eason, or Issa. If it's made through, I won't do it through unanimous consent so that we can just take a voice vote on it.
Okay.
So I move to table indefinitely SB 93, an act to establish the Furthering Educators Fee Waiver Program. Yeah.
Okay.
I almost have three notes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Vila. Now we'll move into a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Abstentions, oi. Okay, this motion passes.
Wonderful.
I wish happy researching for a new bill for you. It sounds very noble. I'm glad that you're wanting to expand the reach of your bill, wider net.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking about it in the future. All right, so now we'll move on to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item 11, adjournment. So I adjourned the Committee on Government Operations in room 420, or in the Frankie Sudell Papa President's Conference Room in the Joe Crowley Student Union at 4:33.